Hello and welcome to Medical Monday right here on eRadio. And as always, joined by ophthalmologist Dr. Dylan Joseph. Dr. Joseph, how was your weekend?
Ian, great, thanks. Had a little bit of a break and ready to go back into a new week full tilt. How about yours?
No, good, thank you. Just as I said thanks to you off air just now, you can feel winter's slowly but surely setting in, eh? Early
April
mornings.
Fool's Day. That's the start of winter.
Yeah, most definitely. And Easter just around the corner as well. I just can't believe it.
Here we go.
But yeah, anyway.
That's serious flying.
Yes, but this morning we're talking about premium lenses. Let's start off with the definition. What is a premium lens?
A premium lens is a lens that offers more in simple terms. So if we go back into the history of lenses, the standard lenses that were brought out many years ago were set to try and target distance vision. In fact, the formulae that you used to use to work out the exact lens strengths to put into your eye to correct your vision wasn't as robust as it is today. So very often a person would end up off target, meaning their vision was near, their vision distance was blurred, and they'd end up in spectacles again. Nowadays, refinement of surgery, technology, lenses, incision sizes, we can get much closer to your target. So we can now provide patients 96% confidence interval that we're going to have them spectacle independent for a certain range. If we were using a standard distance correcting lens called a monofocal lens that is set for one distance. Now, premium lens, it may be giving you distance and intermediate, which would be your desktop vision. It may be giving you distance, intermediate, and reading vision. So all three of the important ranges of vision with a really accurate chance of being independent of spectacles afterwards. You've got the toric lenses, which correct astigmatism, so the rugby ball shape of your eye, which is also classified as a premium lens. And the great thing is we can now get premium lenses which can correct your astigmatism, your reading, and your distance.
Dr. Joseph, the big question is it covered by medical aid?
Most toric lenses will be covered by medical aid depending on your plan and your scheme of benefits. So if you're above a hospital plan, which is the basic medical plan, you're likely to be covered in full. If you have a DSP or a designated service provider contracted to the medical aid, they will reimburse you at a specific rate, which they'll cover in full then. But as we know, most medical aid reimbursement rates are sub-economic and actually unethical. There is usually a co-payment due on a toric lens, but a multifocal or trifocal lens, which covers various distances, it has often got a co-payment due over and above what the medical aids will reimburse. So it's obviously important to know that, you know, what are my options up front at surgery, and am I prepared to pay a co-payment to gain further spectacle independence? In terms of the cost that you might be spending on your varifocals or your contact lenses in the future, often it's going to work out far cheaper down the line to go that route if this is something that you may be interested in.
And Dr. Joseph, what current technologies are you using?
With regards the toric lenses, those can come in monofocals, meaning they can correct distance or just near and your astigmatism. Or they can be a trifocal toric, so it covers your distance, your near, and your astigmatism, or the rugby shape of your eye. And we're recently trialing a new, what we call refractive lens. So as opposed to three different distances built into the lens, it's got distance and reading, or distance and desktop, depending on your lifestyle and what's most important to you visually. Or we can use a little bit of a what we call a mix and match of these scenarios as well. So we can, in the patient that is not sure about how much time they use visually at a certain distance, we can fit you with an artificial device, the Vivior, which we've discussed previously, which actually gathers information about your visual lifestyle for me, and it tells us what lens is going to be best suited for your lifestyle. So we're using a combination of either torics or diffractive technologies, trifocal technologies, extended depth of field technologies, as well as refractive technologies, so meaning two set distances within the same lens. Each has different side effect profiles. For example, your night vision being either glare or halos or starbursts or a combination, low lighting, you may need really good additional illumination around your book or whatever you're reading at night. But we walk you through those different options, and we show you what's going to be best for your vision correction profile And at the end of the day, that's how we use the technology that we're currently offering in the office. There's some really exciting new trifocal technology available as well that I'm currently trialing. So we're looking forward to the results. And in fact, I've got a couple of meetings this week online with a couple of really good international surgeons and to discuss the outcomes of some of the technologies that we are trialing.
Nice. We should actually do a follow-up about that next week and see what you learned.
But sure.
Well. It's really awesome. Dr. Joseph, how do we get in touch with you?
We're based in Knysna, and our contact number is 044-150-0085. Our website is www.drdylanjoseph.com. And we have a number of social media pages, including Facebook, Instagram, and a YouTube channel where most of these podcasts are uploaded to, and a lot of videos explaining the technologies and your options are uploaded to. We've also got a new screening center in George at Harville House, so you can look those details up on our website. They're all available on the website that I've just mentioned. And that center is used as a screening center, meaning we will assess you for your dry eyes and laser vision correction surgery, and then you come through to NISA to have that done.
Excellent. Dr. Joseph, thank you so much for yet another informative Medical Monday, and wishing you a wonderful week.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks, Ian, and same your side. And dress up warm and we'll chat again in a week when the real winter starts setting in.
Fantastic. Looking forward to it. Thank you, Dr. Joseph.
Cheers, Ian.